Okay, and then our final item for this morning is 484.
Assess property for sidewalk repair for the Bureau of Maintenance.
Come on up. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Sherry Matias from the Auditor's Office. Bureau of Maintenance is running a little late, so I don't know if they're going to be able to make it. But this ordinance is for sidewalk repair on property that is required by the city. Any remonstrances have been pulled from this assessment and are not in this ordinance.
Okay, and your reinforcements from PBOT have just arrived.
I'm Mike Zeller. I'm one of the sidewalk inspectors at Sidewalks.
Okay, thank you both. Any questions about this particular assessment? Okay, thanks very much. Does anyone want to speak on this item?
Yes, we have three people signed up.
Okay.
Please come on up. Our Betty Kwan, Miriam Patterson, and Mr. Shedrick.
Okay, come on up, please. Bring up another chair for you there. Please, go ahead.
Hi, my name is Miriam Patterson, and I live in a 1922 house in Northeast 9th that is a land trust home. I'm a single parent with two teenage boys and have been in very difficult financial circumstances for a long time due to being laid off, divorced, etc. At any rate, when I first moved into this land trust house, we had it looked at by an inspector recommended by the Portland Housing Center, and he said that there was a problem with the sewer line and we should have someone look at it. So we paid for a company, Steve McBee, I believe, to do a scope underground and see, and indeed there was a problem. This was before we moved in, so the Sabin Community Land Trust agreed to share the cost of fixing it with my ex-husband and I prior to our moving in. I got some estimates that were higher, and they very much wanted to go with the cheapest. And I wasn't really in a position to do anything about that and just very much wanted to move into this home because otherwise there's no way that we could afford to raise our children in such a great location and, you know, large house in close in Northeast. By not owning the land, but owning the house. So we split the cost, but only a portion of it was fixed, was sort of patched, I suppose. And that's 10 years ago now, and gradually the porch, the sidewalk, the steps, especially the sidewalk, have been subsiding worse and worse, and I didn't have money to deal with the sewer problem underneath that was causing the sidewalk problem. And I looked for all kinds of possible help, including Cherie? Yes. We emailed. You were very helpful, by the way. I was looking to see were there any funds available to help someone to pay for a sewer issue who didn't have the money because it was impacting on the sidewalk, et cetera. And I don't imagine it's that healthy. But apparently there wasn't funding. I live five blocks from the MLK interstate, not interstate, the MLK corridor.
Right.
And there are funds for senior citizens, but I'm not old enough yet, and it seems like there was no way that I could get help to deal with the underlying problem. So when I was cited for the sidewalk, I spoke. That means I have to stop talking?
Go ahead and finish up.
Okay. I spoke with the inspector, and I was told to contact the city auditor So I looked into, is there any way possible to not just pave it over, because the problem is underneath with the sewer and it's just going to have to be redone. But I wasn't able to get any help, and it was paved over, which is clearly safer. I'm not really objecting to the fact that it was paved. But I'm now given the bill of $3,500 to pay for it, and I still can't seem to locate any funds, any way to get help to pay for the underlying sewer problem that was the reason that the sidewalk has subsided. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. We'll see if we can get some answers for that. But
thank you.
Please.
I'm Shedrick Wilkins, a government-subsidized person who gets to shoot his mouth off because I was a veteran. Health care for me except dentistry costs absolutely nothing. Give me... I went in the military, so I get a lot of things free. These pills don't cost me anything. On Christmas 2013, I threw up on the sidewalk.
Sir, we're here on a sidewalk assessment.
I know. I threw up on the sidewalk in downtown Portland. They sprayed it down with water.
Right.
Water. Now, I think germs come from I have a Target employee, so little kids come in my store and throw up. And bleach water is a disinfectant. So bleach will disinfect something. I got dizzy. I spent...
Are you subject to this sidewalk assessment?
No, I just want the sidewalk sprayed off.
Okay, well, that's a separate matter. So we got to take up this particular question, which is charging people to fix their sidewalk in front of their house. So that's what we're talking about here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's all right. Mistakes happen. So you'll need to talk with us at another time about that. All right. So let's hear from you.
Okay,
please.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. No problem.
These
please.
Pills are free.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, never mind.
Welcome.
Hi, my name is Michaela Kelly, and this is Miss Betty. I am talking for her on her behalf for her property that's on Milwaukee Avenue. She owns a small bookstore, and then she lives on site behind her house. And the city came out, and they wanted to fix her repairs in front of her sidewalk. She had people in the community that offered to help her fix the sidewalk. She doesn't know the city processes. She's from the Philippines. Her husband passed away with kidney failure, and so he was supporting her. He had a pension, so she was getting a pension, and she was running the bookstore after her husband passed. And so she gets this bill that she authorized the city to pay for the parking lot, or for her, the sidewalk to be repaired. She gave permission for them to fix it because she didn't want somebody in the community to just do it for her and not do it right. She wanted to make sure it was done right. She didn't know any of the legal processes or, you know, anything like that. And so the city came out and they billed her $2,000 to do her sidewalk. And she would normally be able to pay for it with the veteran's pension that she gets, but that got cut off, and she had an annual, her taxes last year was $1,900, and she, the bill for the sidewalk is $2,000, and then she had a hearing or something, they reduced it to $1,800, and I guess I just want the city, I want you guys to know her situation. She's been living here. She's by herself. She doesn't have any family. She has no support. Anybody that is able to help her, the people that are willing to help her are her neighbors, you know, people in the community. And so I just wanted to come to you guys, let you guys know what's going on, what the situation is.
And she's already received the bill for the project, right?
She's got the bill, the final inspection, August 13th, 2013. The final inspection was done. She got the assessment. She already had I can't remember what the word is.
Deferral?
She already came to you guys one time,
yeah.
And it was reduced from $2,000 to $1,800. Hmm. And then so I can't find where it is here.
All right, well, we'll get the staff back up in a minute and talk about both of these situations.
I wanted to know what her options are, you know, because I'm willing to help her. And hopefully you guys are willing to help her, too.
Yeah.
I don't know what our options are. It says on the paperwork that she, since you guys did the repairs, the City of Portland maintenance, including needed repairs, must be considered part property ownership. I don't even, what does that mean?
Well, it means it runs with the property. So the cost of the improvements now are attached to the value of the property from the city's standpoint. But what we'll do is when we...
What's a safe sidewalk?
Sir, I want to leave because we're no longer having a conversation.
These folks have to get a particular problem dealt with. So maybe if we get staff to come back up for just a second.
I know that payment installments, that would be an option.
Right.
But that you're asking, the bill is her annual income for her taxes.
I understand. So let's get the staff to come back up and just address the question of what options are there for low-income property owners, if any, for in a situation like this. Are there deferrals? Are there payment plans? What are the options? So let me thank you and get them to come back up, and we might also want them to spend some more time with you after the hearing.
So. She doesn't get any type of government funding. She doesn't get any Social Security, any food stamps, anything like that. She doesn't have any government help, but I know that people that do go get government help, they have, like, you know, they get the low based on what you make. You know, the bill is based on what you make.
Right.
And so that would be nice if that was some sort of option for her in her situation.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for coming. We'll get them to come back up and respond, and we might want them to follow up with you as well individually. So. Okay. Anyone else want to testify? So then if you would come back up and just refresh our memories at the council about what for either of these folks' situation, what are the options at this point in the assessment process? If any. So
property owners do have the option of financing the amount with us, but there is no other, like senior deferral we used to have, but that's no longer a program going on with the state.
That was a state program?
It was a state program, yeah.
Because I remember that, but I just, yeah. So
yeah. They discontinued it.
So they just ended that, the state just ended that program?
They did.
Huh. Okay. Do we have the option of recreating our own? I mean, not that we could do that today, but I'm saying, do we have that option?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
That's definitely something to look into.
Okay. So there's, that we can finance the costs of the improvements.
Mm-hmm.
This property, like all the other properties in the area that got assessed, are subject to that, but paying it over time is at least one of the options.
Yeah. They have a 5 or 10 year option.
Okay.
To pay it.
Any other suggestions? So I might want to ask you to meet with them individually, make sure they understand what those options are. I know it may not solve the whole problem, and it just may string it out, but it nevertheless might make the sticker shock of getting a $2,000 or $3,000 bill at least something that's a little bit more manageable.
What is our interest rate on financing?
It's a 5.2% interest rate.
And how long a repayment period do we offer?
On a $2,000 loan, it would be up to 5 or 10 years.
So enough to make that a relatively modest annual amount. Okay. All right. Any other questions for staff? Then I'm going to close the hearing, and then this will come back as an ordinance. Is that right? Okay, but in the meantime, could you please meet with these folks and give them that information, those options? And with that, we're going to recess until 2 p.m. Thank you all.